Good Night Moon, written by Roten Writ, and read by Fens and Marshes for day 10 of Jiangcheng Love Month. Jiangcheng gets as far as making a photo collage on the wall above the ratty twin bed on his side of the dorm room before he flops down onto the mattress and begins, once again, to question every decision in his life that led him here. The headache that has threatened to overtake him for the last week grows more insistent as he tries to focus on the mysterious water stain on the ceiling and decide if it looks more like a drunk octopus or a squashed cake, and if the stain indicates a problem that will smack him in the face in the middle of the night. Well, it won't be the first time life does him dirty like that, and it won't be the last. Baby bro. Jiangcheng squeezes his eyes shut because, of course, Wei Ying wouldn't be able to leave him alone for one goddamn day. He should have taken a gap year. He should have gone to any of the other schools to which he'd been accepted. He should have at least locked the door, he thinks, as the end of the bed dips under his brother's weight. Hey. Jiangcheng doesn't flinch away from the hand that rests on his knee, and he thinks that's progress, at least. Can I help you? He asks, mostly not sarcastically. I came to see if you wanted to get dinner with me and Lan Zhan and a couple other people. Jiangcheng lurches upright, surprised to see the last gold of sunset filtering through the crooked blinds. He rubs his eyes. Maybe, he says. I should put the rest of my shit away. You can do it later. It's too early to get into bad dining habits. You gotta at least hold off till midterms for that. Wei Ying scoots over until he can sling an arm around Jiangcheng's neck. Come on, let me show you the best seats in the dining hall, where the cool kids sit. So not where you sit? Yeah, be nice. Wei Ying pokes Jiangcheng in the ribs. You first. Jiangcheng shoots back, but he's grinning. Seriously, though. Food, friends, fun, let's go. Tomorrow? Wei Ying sits back so he can study Jiangcheng. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong, he starts, but Wei Ying levels a glare he learned from their sister, so Jiangcheng relents. I have a headache and I'm overwhelmed. He looks down at his hands. Wei Ying is uncharacteristically quiet for so long, Jiangcheng looks up, afraid he's going to see judgment or scorn. But his brother's expression is soft and a little sad. Okay, he says at last. Okay, that's it? You're not going to keep bugging me? Wei Ying shrugs. Do you know when your roommate is supposed to get here? Tomorrow. Okay. Wei Ying smiles at him. Do you want me to bring you some dinner? I've still got some things in the bag that Yan Li packed. No! He sees the gleam in Wei Ying's eye. No! You absolutely aren't getting your dirty paws on any of that. Wei Ying pouts, but unlike Lan Wangji, Jiangcheng is immune to it. Fine. Wei Ying huffs when he sees Jiangcheng is unmoved. I'll let you have space to settle in tonight. We'll have coffee in the morning, and you are coming to dinner with us, even if I have to get Si Chengge to pick you up and carry you out. Jiangcheng has no doubt Wei Ying will follow through on this threat, so he simply nods, and this seems to satisfy Wei Ying for now. Wei Ying stands up and pulls Jiangcheng up with him into a fierce hug. I'm glad you're here, he says. Jiangcheng clears his throat, but the words won't shake loose, so he hugs his brother back. Wei Ying clings a moment longer and brushes a kiss against Jiang Cheng's temple.
Get some sleep. I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Wei Ying.
Night, baby bro. Sleep tight. Jiang Cheng closes the door behind his brother and locks it. Then he squats down by his suitcases and digs around until he finds it. A lamp, a cheap plastic thing shaped like the moon. They'd kept it in the treehouse he and Wei Ying had convinced his father to build for them when Jiang Cheng was 10. Wei Ying saved his allowance to buy the lamp after a disastrous sleepover when Jiang Cheng had such bad nightmares he broke a finger trying to claw his way out of the treehouse. Since then, the soft glow of the lamp had been a constant reminder that someone cared about him. He had been ashamed when he packed it. He's 18, far too old to need a nightlight, but he swears he can still feel Wei Ying's comforting hold and the ghost of the kiss he had also thought he was too old for, but maybe he's not. Not yet, anyway. He smiles as he plugs in the lamp and turns off the overhead light. The soft glow banishes the worst of the shadows as Jiang Cheng shakes out his duvet and crawls into bed. His phone, which rests on the edge of his desk, buzzes with an incoming text from his sister. Good night, Moon. Maybe things will be all right after all. End of story. Thank you for listening.